Hey, welcome back to the long and short of it with Tim and Greg. But today, Greg's not here. He's on vacation, and I have a special guest. So hold on tight.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of the long and the short of it with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you look at all the time you spend in the sales process and then you divide that time out by all the people that waste your time, you're going to want to grab our guide over at thecontractorfight.com/cheap. This short guide will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away. It'll help you spot somebody who will never be your customer so that you don't invest crazy amounts of time on the wrong prospects. All right. So if you want to shave your estimating time in half, you're running around time in half, and sell projects to people who actually give a crap about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and get the guide that we have for you today.
Hey, all right. So, hey, we're back now. Greg's not here. He's on vacation, probably someplace tropical with his family, with his feet in the sand. So I have been blessed, and I'm glad you're all here back with me, to have Nicole Lane with me. Now, who doesn't know Nicole? Do a brief introduction. So Nicole Lane is with us in the Contractor Fight. She's a sales team coach, but not just any coach, because she specializes in fundamental insight coaching. That's like assessments in personal team sales and hiring. And also Nicole she's going to announce something special. She's got a podcast she's starting from a female's point of view, which I'm really excited about. So Nicole, thank you for being here with me.
Thank you. That was a great introduction. Appreciate that.
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So, I mean, we only have 5 minutes to talk, but you know what? If we run long, I can see things coming derailed. So that's cool with me. So let it roll.
Well, I'm definitely a lot, so it might take more than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So tell me about what you do, what you really like doing.
I work with people. I do our fundamental insights coaching. And what that is we use a tool called the Essential Insights to help people hire better, lead better, communicate better, build teams. We teach people how to communicate, how to understand the why and the how they behave the way they do.
You know, I've had assessments like this in the past, and I could probably go back, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, I had a DISC assessment, and I still can pull it up on my computer, it's saved. And you know what I did with that assessment when I got it?
Maybe nothing. Maybe you read a few pages.
Yeah, that's what it was. I looked at it and I didn't understand all these things, and I kind of sat on it and did nothing with it. But something that's different about what you're doing, and I'm kind of leading you to the answer because I already know the answer. I just want you to say it. Yeah. What is different about what you're doing than what I got 8 years ago?
Well, so the Essential Insights assessment tool combines DISC and driving forces to help you understand the how and the why. We don't just sell assessment tools. You can't just buy the Essential Insights. We sell coaching. So we use that tool as part of the coaching. So you're not just going to buy an assessment and then have it sit in your inbox. Like, I could buy a kit to build a log cabin, but when I get it, I don't have a clue how to do it. I need some coaching, some instructions of what to do with that tool or those materials. So we roll out the red for our customers and our members at the Contractor Fight. And we're not going to give you something that you don't know what to do with. We're going to provide the coaching and the training to teach you how to use the tool that you've purchased.
Yeah, that's totally not even close to what I had. And you know, Nicole, before we started recording, we started talking about Contractor Fight free group, where you had put something out there today about this assessment, and somebody had posted that it was like baloney, that they had the test done in the past, and it was just garbage, pretty much. Just a very, very negative connotation. And I saw it and I says, man, that's not what this is. And I got a little bit of emotional about it, which I hate doing, because I know this is not the same. To have a tool and not be explained how to do it, there's no sense in having it. And also to endorse what you're doing, you and I have a relationship where you've had done this for my company, my team, which I think is just fantastic.
To speak to that, I feel bad for that guy. Like, he invested in an assessment and got this report back and feels like he got nothing for his money. And so he does feel like it was a waste. And that's exactly what we don't want to do, because I've studied a lot and learned a lot about the different sciences that we provide in these tools. And it adds so much value to your life and your personal and professional development. And to make the investment and then get nothing out of it, I understand his frustration, and we don't want to do that.
No. You know, let me ask you, who would be somebody who'd want to use these assessments? What kind of person?
I've helped multiple people use it for hiring. So they interview candidates, they put out a job posting. I help them, I walk them through what type of tasks they're needing completed, and then create a job posting with that hiring manager or business owner to attract the right type of person. Then they interview a couple people, they make a few selections, and then we assess person, you know, the multiple people that they've decided might be a good fit, and then look at the assessments and say, okay, this is probably a better fit, even though I might kind of like this person better. This fits their behavior style better, and they're going to do a better job probably in the position. So a hiring manager, someone that's in sales, we have a sales insight. We can look at what their natural behaviors are and where they need to improve, specific areas of the sales process that they need to improve. We look at teams and help teams communicate better. We help leaders look at their team members and see where their strengths lie. There's something called a talent insights wheel, where we plot the entire team on a wheel and show where your team members' strengths and weaknesses are and how each person on the team can communicate with each other.
You know, the good thing about, I felt was really good about working with you, with my team, was that you got all these wheels and all these colors and these charts and all that. And by looking at it myself, I felt intimidated that I wasn't smart enough to figure that out. And the beauty of the whole thing was I didn't need to know that, because that's what you do. So you held my hand and you held my team's hands and you explained why they think, why they interact or communicate the way they do with each other. And it makes it a harmonious place. And to speak to the square peg in the round hole, because if you're not good at something, chances are you're not naturally inclined to be in that position. So figuring out where you belong, which is your natural place to be, it's key. Because a lot of times, and I've seen that, people are in the wrong place, put there by management, and don't perform the best. And there's no wonder why they fail.
Right. You're just setting people up to fail if you put them into a position that requires them to do tasks that aren't in their natural style. It's so much more stressful to, you know, to go to work every day when you're doing things that just don't feel right. And so when you get people into the right position, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
This is freaking awesome. So Nicole, do you need to be a member of the Contract to Fight Battleground to hire you?
Well, you absolutely should be, but you don't have to be. We'd love to help you in all the areas of your business, but we can definitely do fundamental insight coaching for people that are not members.
All right. So let me ask you something crazy. If I owned a company and I'm a one-man band, would I even need what you have?
Absolutely, because as you grow, you're going to see what areas you excel in and where you should hire first. So if you're a high C, let's say, you probably don't need to hire somebody that's, and when I say high C, that's someone that's a very detail-oriented person. That would be somebody that you would have taking care of and setting up your systems and processes and making sure that all your paperwork gets done and the bills get paid. And so if you're that person, you probably don't need to hire that person. You need to hire someone who's maybe a high I, who's very social and is going to go out and maybe do business development for your company. So it's good to see how you can grow and where you might want to hire a virtual assistant to help you. Personally, I'm terrible at the detail-oriented crap. I don't want to do my own bookkeeping or my own paperwork. So for me, I sub that out. It improves your efficiency, get to know yourself better and where you might hire better.
Yeah. So if people wanted to investigate, if people wanted to know what it entails or how long it takes or how much it costs and all that, how do they... I mean, where do they go?
So we're going to put a link in the show notes so that you can go and if you'd like to purchase a link, and it'll show you the costs and the different packages that we have. And then if you have more questions, you can email me directly at Nicole@thecontractorfight.com.
Simple as that. And if you're listening to it, you know, on your podcast and you don't have that show notes, just head on over and do that subject title assessment or specializing fundamentals insight or whatever like that. Nicole will answer to that.
Absolutely.
So we're running short here. What about this podcast? What about
so this podcast? I can tell you the name, but
don't tell. Did Tom authorize this? Does anybody?
Tom has not authorized it. I do not have approval yet. So it might be the name. I think it's going to be the name, but it might not be the name.
So if you guys hear this, don't tell Tom that she's saying anything, because we could lose our jobs. So,
yeah, please don't tell anyone.
All right, don't tell anybody. So Nicole, if you were to be so brash as to share that with us.
So the podcast is going to be called Life Constructed. And what I'm going to do on the podcast is talk to people that I know in the construction and trades world, men, women, anyone who has helped me or that I think can offer good advice to anyone in our world as far as how to be a better leader, better business person, more effective. Lessons I've learned that I want to share.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. And that's, you know, it's like the first offshoot of a female podcaster within the Contractor Fight. I am so freaking proud to be part of this group and so freaking proud of you for being in the fight with us. True warrior, guys. So I'm passing on my endorsement to Nicole. And in the show notes, guys, if you put comments in there saying you want to have Nicole Lane back, and we'll have her in here until Greg gets back, I'd love to have you back, Nicole. So exciting. Guys, if you think you maybe want to analyze yourself to figure out why you tick the way you do, or maybe why you don't get along with your secretary or even your spouse, give it some thought. It only makes you a better person to get through life a whole lot easier than we have been struggling. Any closing remarks, Ms. Lane?
Well, absolutely. The fundamental insights coaching, the essential insights, is not just for business. It's definitely works in your personal life with your kids, with your spouse, with your whoever you're dating or maybe shouldn't be dating, all those. So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, there's no crystal ball, no special science. Nicole's got it all figured out. So if you're not good at something, hire somebody who is. And Nicole is certainly somebody I would use. So with that, guys, the long and short of it with Tim and Greg, but now it's Tim and Nicole for today. Can't wait till next week, guys. See you later.
Thank you.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.